G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Aussie Flashbacks, and have I got a treat for all the country listeners out there. I've got on the lines the incredible, most accomplished Australian country singer, apart from Lee Kernaghan, Mr. Terry Clark. How you going, Terry?
I'm great, Phil. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you, sir.
Oh, mate, you're a fabulous guy. I met you at Music in the Mulga last year. And instantly took a liking to you, saw you on stage with your long-haired guitar player, Mr. Hare, and I thought, wow, what a rocking duo you guys made. How you been going, my friend?
Oh, I've been going not too bad, mate, not too shabby, you know, just I'm gigging, we're working, we're writing some songs, been in the studio, mainly work, but yeah.
Fabulous.
I've been trying to keep myself busy.
That's it.
Out of the pub.
Save that for the Mulga days, mate. Now, just for the benefit of our listeners,
exactly right.
For the benefit of our listeners, matey, we're going to talk about Music in the Mulga in just a sec. How many times have you played Music in the Mulga?
Oh, goodness me. I think this will be... I know I missed the COVID, year, which was 2020, was it? And I think one previous year, but I've been, this will be about my seventh year.
Wow.
I'll be heading out to Music in the Mulga.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Mate, what is it about Music in the Mulga that gets you out there? You've been out there seven times, and obviously you never tire of the place. What is it about Music in the Mulga for you that you, obviously you've only missed one, and that was because of COVID, and you probably won't miss any others. So what is it? What's the attraction for you?
Look, it's hard to pinpoint that, but because it's a multitude of things.
Okay.
It's the journey out there from the East Coast. You know, I live in Brisbane.
Yes.
And originally from Central Queensland, which is again on the Eastern Seaboard. But it's the journey to get there is probably one of the most exciting things, you know, anyone can do who hasn't really ventured outside the metro areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to travel in those, you know, to outback Queensland and travel those country roads, go through those little country towns, pull up at the little country pubs for a countery, you know, and have a quiet beer or something.
Yeah.
So that to me was probably the first thing that you know, really excites me every year about going out there, the journey, because it's never the same.
Yep.
Last year we had all that rain and the roads are flooded.
Tell me about it.
You know, everyone's route home changed, I think, and added a few hours to the trip.
Yes.
But it's really the people, you know what I mean? It's the people, it's the country atmosphere and just the quality of the people that you meet. They're just so genuine.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a story. You know, everyone's got a great story, you know, of the good times and the bad and the hardship, you know, they've all been through droughts and floods and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, but as well as getting the, you know, for me, the opportunity as a performer to get on stage and perform with some of the greatest artists in Australia, mate. You know,
absolutely.
It's that among many other things, Phil. But yeah, definitely keeps us going back every year, mate. It's wonderful.
Look, it's a fabulous festival. I just wanted to get your take on it as an artist. It was my first experience, Music in the Mulga, last year, where I met you and so many fabulous people who immediately took me to, like, maybe it was almost like being part of a huge family out there at Music in the Mulga. Like, Carmel and David do such an incredible job.
And, absolutely.
You know, like the whole atmosphere, it's capped off at about 3,000 people, and people might say, oh, it's only a little one. But honestly, what 4 days of some of the best music, as well as the opportunity for people to get up and do a walk up, and you've even got Bushy out there telling bush poetry. So there's something out there for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was another thing that keeps me going back is the organisers and the you know, people who run the event, Carmel and Dave.
Yep.
Are just wonderful people, and as you said, it is a family atmosphere.
Yes.
And they really do welcome you into their family when
they
you
sure
go out
do.
There. The festival's held on there on the family property.
That's
and
right.
Carmel and Dave have been there for a number of years now.
Yes.
And you know, it's just a credit to them that their resilience to get through all the hardships and the hiccups and all the things that go wrong. I mean, last year our sound crew couldn't get there. Yeah. And the whole community just rallied together, and, you know, we still got over the line. We made it all happen. Which,
sure did.
You know, again, it's just a credit to Carmel and Dave and all the volunteers and the event organisers, AJ, who's always out there, you know, a month or two early, you know, just really knuckling in and helping them, get the festival up to scratch and ready to, entertain the people that come out there to enjoy it.
Absolutely. So it's a four-day festival for the benefit of our listeners that may not know much about music in the Mulga. 18th yep. to 21st of May. So that's a correct. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're on the bill almost every day.
We normally are. Look, as I said, with the journey out there, it is quite a trek.
Yeah.
And, you know, from time to time we have artists who, for whatever reason, you know, can't make it. They break down. Like I said previously, we had the floods last year. So, and we all have to hook in and sort of help out. And if someone can't step up to the plate, Carmel will normally go, you know, Terry, can you come and give us a hand? And so sometimes we end up playing 3, 4, maybe 5 times throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
But mostly this weekend we're playing on Saturday night, and it's going to be a very great honour to be out there and play the main stage on the Saturday night.
Fantastic.
With some other great artists as well. I'm really looking forward to that.
I should let all the listeners know, just for the benefit of people that may not know who you are, Terry Clark. I mean, if I mention Lee Kernaghan, Slim Dusty or Johnny Williamson, everybody goes, oh, yeah, of course. But there may be people out there who don't know you, Terry, but you are actually, you've received several video and music awards.
I have humbly accepted, yes.
Yeah, 2013, you got the male vocal winner at Tamworth for your first single, Solomine, from that EP.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
And then 14, you got the most popular People's Choice for your video, Christmas, I'm Coming Home.
That is correct again.
Yeah.
You've done your research, Bill.
Absolutely, mate. And this is all for the benefit of the listeners, because I feel as if I've known you forever. And I've only met you, as I said, I met you only at the Music at the Mulga last year, but you're such a great guy. And I feel as if I've known you forever. But for the benefit of the listeners, I mean, your list of accolades go on. Best Male Talent, that was at the Tamworth Country Music Awards 2015.
Correct.
Best New Song, Old Shoes, Tamworth again,
correct.
Music Awards 2015. Yeah, I have done my research, haven't I? And
very well done.
And then you got the Best Country Folk Song, Old Shoes, Academia Award, Los Angeles. And your good mate Smokey Pete went out there and collected that for you, because unfortunately you weren't able to go to Los Angeles. That was in 2017. So your good mate Smokey picked it up for you.
He did. I'm forever indebted to my old mate Smoke. He went all the way to Los Angeles to the Academia Music Awards and accepted that award for me. Along with my brother Damien.
That's right.
And I'll be forever indebted to both of them for that.
Mate, Smokey Pete, how long have you known him?
I first met Smokey Pete in around 2009 in Tamworth.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was we were busking. We might have done a small show together somewhere. It was a while ago, just over 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
We caught up a couple of times in Tamworth.
Uh-huh.
But the first time we really realised how often we'd caught up was at the Gympie Music Muster.
Okay.
And we were allocated a camp in the artist area at Gympie,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite a way from the main stage, so they'd allocated us a driver and a little car beautifully donated by Toyota in Gympie to come and pick the artists up and take them to their, you know, performance time.
Yes.
And lo and behold, my allocated driver happened to be Smokey Peter Dawson. And really, from that moment on, we really have become good mates. I've known Pete for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I'm forever indebted to him for, you know, what he's done for me over the last 10 or 12 or 13 years, however long it's been. And, you know, we continue to write together. And I was actually on the phone to him about probably a week ago or so.
Yes.
talking about his new motorhome, because as you probably know, building my own motorhome for this little tour this year.
Yep.
So we've got not just music, and not just our motorhomes. We've become good mates, and Pete, for anyone who does know him or doesn't know him, I can tell you, he's just a genuine salt of the earth type of bloke, and do anything for you, take the shirt off his back and give it to you if it was needed, He's just a good bloke.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was actually going to say, complete salt of the earth, because again, I only met Smokey Pete Dawson at the Mulga last year, Music in the Mulga. But his reputation precedes him, because I met a fellow, I can't even remember where it was. It was in some country town I was visiting, and I was saying I'm heading out to Yulo to the Music in the Mulga, and he said to me, "Well, you say a big hi to Smokey Pete Dawson for me," and he gave me his name. And I thought, okay, I don't actually know Smokey Pete, but I'll look him down. So, I mean, his reputation precedes him, because that was nowhere near a country music festival, but that particular guy goes to a few, and like, Smokey's a great bloke, just like you are. I mean, when did you first get into playing? Let's just go back a fraction. We know you've been doing it for a long time, and I also want to ask you a few quick questions about your latest album too, which Purgatory. You gave me a copy of that when I saw you at Music in the Mulga. I'd love to do for the listeners at a later stage, a track to track on that, and have you talk us through that entire album, because that whole album, Purgatory, that's really sort of all about you, isn't it?
It is, and thank you, and goodness me, very humbling words there from you, Phil. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Well, I started at the beginning. I did start when I was fairly young.
Yes.
About 11 years old, my grandmother, Nana, bought me a little classical guitar.
Yes.
And that was a great little starter, but, I wanted a steel-string acoustic guitar, of course.
Yep.
So after about 6 months of me getting my first lessons, off a guy named Peter Smith from Central Queensland. I worked my way up to an acoustic guitar, and I'm from the bush. I come from a cattle property in Central Queensland, Mundoolin, and all we ever heard was Slim Dusty, Chad Morgan.
Yes.
Lee Kernaghan probably wasn't around in those days.
No.
But all the greats from those days, American artists too, Charlie Pride was a big one. The old man used to play a fair bit. So that really encouraged me. Life happens, and you grow up, you get married, you have kids, you buy a house, and you work your bloody ass off to try and keep the bills paid and keep the kids fed and pay the mortgage. Uh-huh. And, so music to me for a long time was just an extra means of making a few extra bucks, to make ends meet. But unfortunately, my relationship sort of didn't quite work out after 20 years, and my wife and I went separate ways, and that's what brought me to Purgatory. I was sort of thought I was stuck between a rock and a hard place,
of course,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And for those songs, I try to keep true to myself and honest to myself. So most of my songs are all life experiences that I've had.
Yep.
And that's what Purgatory is all about. So there's a few hard hitting home truths in a couple of them songs, which sometimes make me feel a bit uncomfortable. But I think honesty is always the best policy. And my whole life I've just tried to always be as straight up as you could. Mean? It's always the best way to go, and that comes out in probably most of my songs.
Yep, it sure does. Now, speaking of songs, and we can't say a great deal at this point, you do have some new music in the pipeline.
I do. So out of our last couple of rehearsals, there's a couple of songs we were fortunate enough to do live in our rehearsal studio is actually connected to a recording studio.
Okay.
We tracked a couple of songs through rehearsals one day or over a couple of days.
Yes.
And out of that, we've got three songs that we're hoping to put together on an EP that we're going to release out at Music in the Mulga this year. Which
fabulous.
Hopefully very exciting, yeah, yeah.
Fabulous stuff. Well, I can't wait to catch up with you again, Terry. It was an absolute pleasure for me to meet you out there and so many other great people out there, Smokey Pete Dawson, and I met young Amy Ryan out there who's absolutely going great guns. She's doing a fabulous...
Bless Amy, yeah. Oh, she goodness, is a little rock star.
She sure is. She's going to be the next... definitely the next queen of country, I think, in a few more years' time, that's for sure, because she's got it all happening for her. And
absolutely. Watch that space.
For sure. And you know the song she did with Smokey Pete Dawson? Number two or number three on the charts, country charts.
Absolute killer. I did see that yesterday, mate. Yep. Yeah. And congratulations to both of them. I think it's a wonderful song, and they've done a great job. I think they recorded that with Benji Pocock up the Sunshine Coast. And I think he's a great and his wife are both up and coming producers, and they've done a great job. But as has Smokey and Amy as well, and I wish them all the best. You know, not only for that track, but you know, for everything in the future as well. I think they're all going great guns at the moment.
Absolutely fantastic. And, mate, we can't take anything away from you. I can't put you in a pigeonhole. You're definitely not your average country singer. You're into country rock, folk rock. How else can I describe you? Cowboy rock. You're not your average country singer. You got it all happening, my man, and I think you're doing a fabulous thing for the country music industry.
Thank you, Phil. I'm going to take that as a compliment because, yeah, it is a bit hard to stick with one genre. I mean, for me, I've been told, you know, in Tamworth that I was too rock for country, and I've been told at the Queensland Rock Awards we were too country for rock. So, I don't mind whichever one box they try and squeeze us into as long as we keep getting, you know, having a crack at it, mate, and going out. That's what we love doing, you know. All the guys in the band are, you know, professional seasoned musos. Everyone's done it all their life. And it's, honestly, you know, we haven't made millions of dollars out of our music. You know, we're lucky to make a living, and I'm very thankful for that. I think we're very privileged. But really, it's the love of it. And as you said, it's going out and doing these bloody great festivals that just continue to support their communities. Mm-hmm. And we get to be a part of that. And for that, I feel very privileged that that we can continue to do that. You know, I think it's an honour for us to be able to firstly be invited out there and then to, you know, to go and play our songs. It really is an honour.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're an extremely busy man, Terry, so I won't take up any more of your time, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much for chatting with us today on the program. And
hey, Phil, anytime, mate. It's always great. I think we did this a couple of times last year as well. We had a couple of different interviews. I really enjoy them, and I really appreciate the call today, you know. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing you out at Music in the Mulga starting on the 18th of May, mate.
About
4 weeks away, Phil, so not too far now, cowboy.
It's not long, my friend. Music in the Mulga, 18th to 21st of May. That's Thursday through until Sunday. Wandilla Station, which is in Queensland. And if I can give you the numbers, listeners, if you want to make some inquiries, get your pen and paper out, 0488 333 544, or 07-4655-4065. 4 days, fabulous country music festival in outback Queensland on the Wandilla Station owned there by Carmel and David Morant. Thank you so much for your time, Terry. I cannot wait to catch up with you and your band again out there. I know you're going to knock them dead. Fingers crossed for this brand new EP that you're going to launch out there. I'm going to end up with a song now. Is there anything special you'd like me to play for the listeners?
I tell you one thing, Phil. It's a song that had been previously recorded, but it was a bit of a rush job. I wrote it a number of years ago for the Lights on the Hill that held out at Gatton every year in September, October.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bit of a rough recording last time. We hope we've done it a little bit better this time in a live studio situation. So I think that's going to be the first single off the up-and-coming EP. And well, I suppose your listeners will be the judge, won't they?
Absolutely. So you're going to give us a title or are you going to make us wait for it?
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, it's called Rolling On. It's one we all tip our hats to the truck drivers of Australia.
Yes.
Who continuously do their job by keeping this country moving, you know. Without trucks, Australia stops.
Absolutely. And are you going to be at Lights on the Hill this year?
It is in. My people are talking to their people.
Okay.
Also, I can't say too much at the moment, but okay. I certainly hope we are.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Terry. And I look forward to catching up with you out at Music in the Mulga, 18th May on the Wandilla Station. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks, mate. Thanks, Aussie Flashbacks. We'll see you at Music in the Mulga 2023.
Thank you so much, mate.
Cheers, Phil. Cheerio.
I got my first load out of Brisbane, up to Nullumbi. I got a back load from Darwin, Alice, and Adelaide tonight. I pulled a wide load Melbourne to Sydney town, then I crossed another bowl. And this cowboy watched that sunset on that western shore. And I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 15,000 K since I left home. Dribbles out of Perth, the Great Northern 95. I guess a white line fever keeps this trucking boy alive. I blew a steel tire in Newman, Port Hedland on the rise. I head east at midnight for a Kununurra sunrise. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 18,500 K since home. Come on. Catherine to the Isle and the Calcadoma. Well, they loaded me with cattle and a second-hand gearbox. I'm running heavy into Townsville with a full 2-hour slack. Only 14 more between me and my woman getting back. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 21,000 K's round my country home. I just keep moving on, I guess the highway's my home. Keep it rolling on and on and on and on, up and down Highway 1.
Beer.